Blaine Huertier joining us for a kōrero. Blaine's been in the Māori Wardens and has worked in the Auckland CBD, well, since before and even post-COVID. What we do know is that at times it can get very unruly in downtown Auckland, and our Māori Wardens are there to support, but sometimes just outnumbered, and drunkenness, I'm sorry to say, is the cause of a lot of the street skirmishes, which sadly can leave people busted, broken, and sometimes dead. Blaine Huete joining us for a kōrero today. Blaine, thanks for joining us on the program today. Ko Dale tēnei.
Kia ora.
Tēnā. Morena. Morena, Blaine. Look, firstly, I just want to acknowledge the mahi of the wardens. You know, good people wanting to help our communities to be safe and to prosper. Tell us a little about what drove you, Blaine, back in the day to get involved with the wardens, and talk with us about being based in the CBD, what some of your observations over the years have been, Blaine. But firstly, you know, where are you from and how come you ended up involved with the wardens, Blaine?
Kia ora, Blaine Hoite, tōku ingoa, no te Puaha Waikato, no te Aomarihi, Marae, Ngāti Amaru Hapu. So yeah, I hail from the centre of the universe, Port Waikato, and what drove me to be a Māori warden was, it was just an extension of our marae. You know, what we do on the marae, it just went into the community, it's how we were raised, and the Māori warden vehicle, kaupapa, was the same, manaaki, aroha, tiaki, and yeah, it's, you know, it's that Māori world view, and actual fact, you know, Māori wardens do walk the talk and not judge by race or colour. We're there to support pretty much everybody, really. So what made me want to become a Māori warden, it was actually a relationship that I've had with a lot of the senior wardens, and I just aspired to be one of them. That's all. That's what really done it. We've been working as Auckland Central Māori Wardens and Tamaki Ki Te Tonga as a collaboration, and North Shore in the central city, in the CDB. Like you said, it was post-COVID. It was actually just before the border lockdown post-COVID. And then prior to, also, we were doing the mobile homeless feed. So opposed to having static stations in the city, we just pretty much utilised the van that we had in a partnership with the police, and we just put meals into the van, and I used to just drive around the city, start in the city, and then end up out in the suburbs. I would drive south, and we would feed on average between 200 and 350 individuals. You'll find clusters of them. We knew where all the clusters were. We still know where all the clusters are of all the homeless. What the biggest issue is now within the city is there is a lot of substance, and you can't name just one substance, alcohol being one of them. That is one of the biggest issues, because it's one of the cheapest substances to get. You know, you can pick up a $10 bottle, and a lot of our whānau just don't know when to say when, and don't know how to address the issues that come out of alcoholism. Moving forward on from that, you've got a lot of substances behind it. That's when we start talking about the drugs. Yeah. The two incidents that have just recently happened, the two shootings, as far as I know, there has been signs of weapons in the city, especially along the viaduct, throughout the viaduct, throughout Wynyard Quarter. There have been instances where we have notified police of sightings of them of guns on individuals. It's not just guns; it's knives. There are groups. There are individuals. Auckland City is just one of those melting pots where everybody and every issue chooses Jesus to go to.
Thank you, Blaine. And Blaine, I was listening very intently because, as I say, we have respect for what the wardens are doing, but I just really appreciated you being honest about how and why you got involved. And, of course, being a Tainui man as well, I just want to acknowledge Port Waikato and that there are many who have served in this way over the years and have been encouraging for you to do the same. And I love that the wardens stand without judgment and just want to tautoko people, irrespective of colour, race or creed. Many of the people who are doing it toughest in downtown Auckland, for instance, Blaine, are our people. So when you talk about helping the homeless and some of the complex issues that they're dealing with, you know, I know you're talking about our people. Just before we flesh out the situation with violence and crime in downtown Auckland, are you actually in Wairoa now, mate? Are you, have you been sent across there, or did you go across to the other side of the island to help out post-cyclone? What's the situation with Māori wardens out in Tairawhiti and Wairoa?
So I was requested by our Aotearoa region, our Te Piringa region, sorry, to provide support down in Hastings. So that was right at the start when Gabriel started, but we were dealing with the 27th flood from January, January 10th, 27 floods in Auckland. We were posted across all 28 sites, all 28 relief sites within Tāmaki, Tāmaki alone, and they went from as far north as Tahana, Kaipara, right down to, we even supported down at Tāhuna in Waiuku and Oraro down at the port. They had a community centre that was set up outside the marae, one of the whānau ora clinic. So we were able to push resources and provide some transport of goods to and from all the different sites. We also had provided manpower within those different sites. Now, all of that was done on a voluntary basis. Majority of the work that the wardens do is done on a voluntary basis. You know, so everything's done on an oily rag. Sometimes it just runs on the whiff of steam, if that. And then we've just got to find out how to provide the next voluntary service when the need arrives. But in Wairoa, like I said, I was asked to come down and support, and they requested me to come down pretty much after the February incident, after February 14th. I couldn't because at the time we were doing matatini. So I had to do packed up matatini, and literally the next day we were driving down to Hastings. They offered to fly us down, and I said, nah, it was easier to have our own vehicle, our own transport, so we didn't have to rely on other infrastructure. I've done other emergencies, the earthquakes down in Christchurch. I did it on behalf of Waikato Tainui. And then these emergencies, so I was asked to come down, went and did around the back, Waiohiki, Omahu, all over the backside, trying to find out what supports a lot of the marae needed, a lot of the community hubs needed. And then pushed that back to our comm centre back in Hastings. Then I was requested to go and drive these roads and find out where they lead to. If they did carry on, a lot of them had big chunks missing. So roads were obliterated. I managed to go through some goat tracks. I managed to get into isolated communities by a road. I would call it a goat track. And we managed to get a lot of services into there. So after, that was about 2 weeks I was doing that. And then ended up in a helicopter over in the rural, Wairoa is rural, but the rural farming area of Wairoa. And so that would be Ko Te Māori Raupunga, Mohaka, Putere. And we were pretty much asked to jump on the ground, find the community hubs, and find out what the isolated communities require. So we did all of that. We listed all of that. Went back to Hastings. And then we took, at that time, the drive was 11 hours. It was way shorter than the 16-hour drive from Auckland down to Hastings. So we drove around up to Gisborne, around to Taupo, through Taupo, in through the back of Rotorua, Murupara, through to Whakatane, and we came in that way into Wairua. We went into the back, we delivered all of the goods that were being flown in. We resided at Raupunga Marae. And then from there, we were ready to go back to Hastings, and then we were asked to support the Wairua community.
Tēnā koe, Blaine. Tēnā koe, Blaine. It's a wonderful example of the work that the wardens have been doing. I take my hat off to you for your commitment to community, Ihoa. Thanks for sharing some kōrero about downtown Auckland, but also that cyclonic recovery. It's a on-the-ground whakaaro and perspective that our listeners too will benefit from having heard. Thank you, Blaine. Because we're limited for time, Blaine, downtown Auckland, we know that it's home for many rough sleepers, but we also know it's attracting some unsavoury characters, and what we are seeing is a proliferation of guns. This is not part of the NZ we grew up in, and I wonder what you might say of how the circumstances have changed in modern day NZ or Aotearoa, particularly at night, and particularly in the late hours of a day and early hours of a morning. Things got a little bit out of hand in the tough streets of the Auckland CBD. What would you say of the way guns are starting to feature when they never used to?
Well, and you're exactly right, And back not only 10, 15 years ago, if you're going to have a fight, you fought with your hands. You didn't bring the gun to the party. You didn't bring the knives to the party. If you wanted to settle something, you normally did it with your hands and face to face. Going on from there, I don't know how guns have become so accessible. So you've got to ask that question: is where the hell are these guns coming from? Then on top of that, again, that's the same thing. There is a substance trade in the city, and it's wide, and it sometimes is out in the open. From our office in the city, I've looked over our balcony a few times, and I've seen drugs being traded on the corner. So it's no different to a supplier or a seller in the communities, where either the lights left on or the shoes hanging out the front. There's no difference to that. During COVID, it was very evidential because you had lines coming out of buildings when they shouldn't have been.
Well, again, I just take my hat off to you and those who work in the Māori Warden space. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us about it, about your work. And for those of you at home, just next time you see a Māori Warden, realise that these are people volunteering their time for community good. And people like Blaine, who has a soft spot for all of our people who are finding themselves in difficult circumstances, his attitude is replicated and represented by many who share an involvement with the wardens. Blaine, thanks for your time today and sharing some kōrero about the mahi and about our people. I appreciate you taking the time to do so. Nei rā te mihi kia koe, Blaine.
Paena.
Paena.